This is DJ Tannis for Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview. Any attempt to copy or reproduce, distribution or sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization is first obtained from Trouble Radio, Primal Fear, or Pamela Moore. Enjoy the interview.
Trouble Radio Rock Shop. Music? We can sell you the instruments to make it. From your garage band to Carnegie Hall, we can outfit you all. So come to the Rock Shop. That's www.TroubleRadioRockShop.com.
Good morning.
Good afternoon and good evening. This is Trouble Radio Rocks, and we have special guests with us today.
Yeah, this is Tannis.
And this is Alana.
And we have Rao Sheepers.
Yay. Pamela Moore.
And Randy Black of Primal Fear.
Woohoo!
Hey. Hi, fellas.
Say hello to the listeners, guys. Just scream it out.
So hey. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
This is
Rao. Hello, Berlin, Germany.
Hello from Stuttgart, Germany.
Hello from Seattle.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All around the planet.
Oh, outstanding. So, guys, I mean, this is big time. You guys, I guess I could ask what's going on, but I know what's going on.
You're the hot ticket this spring. I mean, you guys are what's been talking about, so... Do tell details.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead? I guess we'll moderate.
Start, yeah, we'll moderate.
We'll start with
the ladies,
first. Pamela.
Pamela.
Me?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the question? No, honestly, I am literally driving right now, so I might not be the best person to talk to. If I start yelling at somebody, it won't be you. It'll be, like, the driver in front of me or something. I know that that's not good etiquette when I'm doing an interview, but I'm driving to some lessons today, and I had to get this done beforehand. So, anyways, did you ask me a question? I get to be on tour with Primal Fear. It's the hottest ticket in spring, you are right. And I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. There's an awful lot of people that are telling me some great stuff about the fact that they're getting tickets, and so I'm excited just as about even being with them.
And it's also exciting to have her back. I mean, we did that last year, as you can remember, and it was a very good experience, and we had a good time. The people had a good time, so that's the reason why we repeated. And of course, we're going to do some more like as we did last year, and you've got to look out for it. It's going to be great.
Cool.
Excellent stuff.
So how many songs are you going to be doing, Pamela, this time?
How many songs? I get to do three.
Great. Cool.
They're going to give me two more songs, but just being up there and performing with Ralph and the guys in the band is just exhilarating anyway. So just to do one would be fine, but I think they figured, well, if they're going to drag me along with them for 3 weeks or whatever it's going to be, I think they thought they'd put me to work. So so I get to do more, and I'm excited about that.
And you bring your coffee, right?
Yes, I'm bringing my French press, and I'm bringing real coffee from Seattle because most of the states, they have horrible water, or water coffee. It's just horrible. So I'm bringing that. And what else? I'll bring a lot of things for you guys, so it'll be nice and comfy for you in the bus, since we'll be on it for so many days.
Well, that's great.
Cool.
Sounds like you guys need some snuggies. That's what you need.
Yes.
Some what? Snuggies?
Have you ever heard of them? They're called snuggies. They're like these little blankets with sleeves. They're great, especially for touring.
Oh, you mean those, like, hideous robe things?
Yeah. Hey, they look ugly, but I'll tell you what, they're warm and comfy.
Don't tell me you have them, Tannis. Don't tell me you bought them.
Yeah, we got like three or four of them.
Our entire family has them.
Oh,
Tannis went on a shopping spree and surprised us all for Christmas.
Okay, well, I don't see Primal Fear wearing snuggies. To bed. I don't think that's
going to
work.
No,
I don't even know what it is.
Ralph, you don't want to know what it is. They're really
heavy. Heavy metal snuggies. I don't think it's going to work.
we could sell them as merch, Randy. We could sell them as merch and have Primal Fear logo all over them. Oh God.
Oh yeah. Hey, we can get them in leopard print and zebra print. You'd be all set to roll with the fans.
Yeah, you're totally cool.
Oh my goodness! Where is this thing kicking off? Just for the fans that are listening in, where are you going to start, and where are you ending up?
Yeah, give us a tour schedule.
New York City.
Nice.
And Austin, Texas is the last date.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. That's a lot of miles on the bus. That's all I got.
So you're not
going to
hit California, huh?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, yeah. We're playing Santa Ana and Hollywood.
Oh, sweet.
Where else are we playing?
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
You are playing. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and bring it up right
now. We're
going
to bring up your whole tour schedule so that our listeners can, if they want tickets, can get them. And we're going to tell them right now where they can hook you guys up because, like I said, you guys are the talk of the tours.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is cool.
I'll tell you right now because, see, I happen to know for a fact that let's see here. As far as the United States tours, you're starting in New York.
New York, yeah.
You're going to be over in, let's see here, Massachusetts, Detroit, Milwaukee, Denver, Portland, Oregon, Santa Ana, Mesa, Houston, Texas. Let's see here, Springfield. Let's not forget our Canadian brethren at Quebec City.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto.
Cleveland, Louisville. Yep, Toronto. St. Paul. Seattle. My personal favorite, San Francisco. Because that's where we're going to be.
Woohoo!
And then, of course, in West Hollywood, Tucson and Austin. You guys are going to be everywhere.
See, no, you know what would be the cool thing is to take this tour and just, rent Alcatraz and just blow that little... wouldn't that be cool, Pamela? Primal Fear, Alcatraz, private party. I mean, what?
Oh, awesome.
That would be great.
I think you guys are the only ones that can pull it off.
There. That place is cool. Alcatraz, that's a cool place.
Heck yeah. We go up there and take Primal Fear and blow that little island up. I'm telling you, rock it out.
I mean, could you see, Ralph, Randy and Pamela behind bars cranking metal is forever.
Oh, I'd be right with them. I'd be like, oh no, there's got to be a cage for me. Oh yeah, that'd be so righteous. I mean, and the boats
a lot of history.
In the harbor.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a cool place to do a metal show or something.
I'm telling you.
Festival,
I'm trying to put it together. I don't know how to get this island, but I'm going to get this island one of these days, and I'm going to have the rock of the ages, starting with Primal Fear, and of course my lady friend there, and we're just going to rock that island into the ocean.
That would be cool.
I think it would be totally cool.
I mean, you can just see. I mean, Primal Fear on the rock.
Huh.
Yes.
And, because that's what they call Alcatraz, the rock.
The rock, so, man. That's totally
rock. On the rock, Primal Fear. Yeah, yeah.
Pamela Moore. I mean, rocking that little island into the ocean. I mean, that is tight. Cool. I love that idea.
I got a couple shouts out for you guys. Oh, exactly. I got a couple of shouts out that just came across. Willie and Nick from Italy wanted to give you guys shouts out and much love.
Yes.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
So... How forward are you guys looking to getting over here and doing this? Let me just go ahead and start with Randy there.
Yeah, Randy.
Huge. I can't wait. I'm actually going to be leaving a little early. I'm going to head up to Canada for a week and visit family, but really looking forward to doing this U.S. tour. It's definitely the longest one I've ever done, personally.
Nice. Nice. How about you, Ralph?
The same here. I mean, this is the first time we're going to hit the States so long, and... everybody's really looking forward. Like I said before, we had this great experience last year. People were great, and I know that this time even more people will show up. And because last time I think we had great success. If we think about New York, the Blender Theater was really packed, and also in West Hollywood we did a great show. And I think there's going to be more this time, and everybody's looking forward. And not only saying this to say, like, well, I also look forward to go to Greece or to Italy, whatever. I mean, the U.S. has been always something special, and so I have my relatives over there. My cousins are going to show up the first time. We're going to meet them after 25 or 26 years. I can't remember.
Wow.
And we're going to have a family party there.
I know. My That's cousin's awesome. Coming, too. My cousin's coming to Hollywood. A couple of them are Terry and a couple of new cousins that I just met earlier this year. So it's going to be like a family reunion tour at the same time.
Sweet. Randy, you were discussing about laying down some tracks. So are you,
no, that
you
was
ready
Ralph.
For Ralph. Ralph? Oh, Ralph. So you were laying down the tracks.
Down the what?
Some new music? You said you were
oh, yes,
in the studio?
I'm working on my solo album. We have to produce it this fall, and we'll be released next year in spring. So right now I have a bunch of songs together, and I'm singing since this afternoon. Yeah, it's also a piece of heavy metal like what I'm doing right now. So, yeah, everybody can also look forward to the solo album of Ralph Sheepers, but this is a Primal Fear interview, isn't it?
It is. No, I didn't know if it was for Primal Fear or for your own personal release. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So now,
that is cool.
Now, I have to ask you this question, okay? You guys get over here and you start jamming, and mm-hmm. things become super huge successful. Have you left open some dates and stuff, or is it the possibility if you really crank out a city that they add some dates to the tour?
Yeah.
Randy?
I don't think that's going to happen. It would be really nice if it did, but I think we're scheduled. No, actually, we've got festivals to play the week after. I think it's the next weekend. We got festivals starting in Europe.
Yes, the Hellfest in France is going to be the first after the last show in America. We played the 19th of June in the Hellfest in France. So there's going to be a bunch of festivals.
1 week after the end of the tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So that's so you guys are on a really tight a tight grind.
Yep.
They're road box soldiers, is what they are. Road dogs.
Well, you see, now we could always, you know, if dates need to be added, you could always do like we just leave Pamela back here, you know, and she could crank them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, the reason why we are so busy is because, of course, we are on our prime time, so it's about time to do a lot with this band.
Right,
yeah,
right, wow.
Right.
Very cool stuff. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in San Francisco. We're making it a 100% point of being there.
Yes, we are.
And so we're looking forward to, you know, kicking it out in the... out with the rest of the crowd, and hell yeah, we're all over that like white on rice.
Right,
right on.
Now, so are they gonna? I have to ask this too, because you know comfort is gonna be key as you're gonna be cruising all over the United States and Canada. Have you any idea? Are they gonna really hook you up with one of those Mondo Super Wampin' tour buses? Or are they? I mean, or are they gonna take you? You know. Sign of the times, economy down barrel bus.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, Matt is right now checking everything. We had some organizations and negotiations last week, and at the moment he's still discussing, so hopefully we're going to have a bus at all. But yes, of course, we're going to have one. And the last time we had a great bus and a great driver, and was really comfortable, and we all look forward to have a comfortable bus again, and Pamela's coffee.
Now, what's the deal with the coffee, Pamela? What kind of coffee can't you get?
Well, it's, I don't know. I remember when I was with those guys, when we stopped somewhere, we were in the middle of, I don't know where, in the States, but, you know, the mid-States, and we went to this one. I do remember this, Ralph. We went to this restaurant where they served breakfast.
I remember that.
Oh, remember that? And everybody wanted their coffee, and the coffee was like this, like, diluted brown water. It tasted horrible.
Exactly.
And, you know, you know, I'm from Seattle, so, you know, Seattle's best coffee and Starbucks and all that stuff. So, of course, I'm spoiled. And, you know, European coffee is awesome. So I remember when I was traveling, I'm going, there's no coffee on the bus because we're so, I'm so used to having it because Jeff and I drink it in the morning, everybody in Queensryche drinks it in the morning. So I guess I'm just a little bit spoiled. So I wanted to make sure that the guys were going to get spoiled and make sure we have the best coffee we can. I love the flavor of coffee. I don't drink it except in the morning, and, you know, it's just
a that sounds good. Bottle. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. And the bottles, and don't forget the bottles of Insania as well.
Oh, I know. Oh, God, I know. I need to find that. That's something I treated those guys to, some Jeff Tate Insania wine, and I think he's got the white wine out now.
Did you guys
see this too? Jeff Tate is bald. He doesn't have any hair. He looks kind of like, to me, I'm not trying to, Jeff, if you hear this, please don't get mad at me. He kind of looks like Rob Halford's brother.
Well, you're doing it right, too. You're doing it right, too, because you're also, the French press is key.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it sounds like they will sacrifice the bus for Pamela's coffee. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like they will come by and get our cars, my Porsche and the other car, and they'll drive those as long as Pamela brings coffee.
Sounds
right, Ralph? Does that sound about right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean... it's a real need to have good coffee because, as Pamela said, we Europeans were used to drink coffee in the morning, good coffee in the morning, and I mean the best coffee is, I think, in Italy anyway. But also we need to have good coffee. Spain. But anyway, everybody's really looking forward to have good coffee in the morning, of course.
that's a sign of our times when you can remember your tour dates by the coffee quality.
Yeah, really, that's bad.
Right. That's
yeah, we were in America, so we had crab, so we had to get one of our tour mates to bring the good
coffee.
Stuff. Oh my goodness. Well, now okay. Well, so you got the coffee, but now I can't speak for much of the rest of the country, but you've got to be. Definitely stoked about sampling some of the local cuisine. I know San Francisco
has great food.
Ooh, you're not going to starve.
Well,
that was like the longest pregnant pause. Nobody answered about the cuisine. Hey, we didn't get fat for nothing around here.
Let me just say that, you know, we certainly won't starve if people take us out to dinner. That would be nice. I think we only have time to, like, drive into the venue, set up, have a sound check, meet people, do the show, meet people again, get back on the bus and leave.
Portland. And we're going to San Francisco, and afterwards we're going to be in Santa Ana. I don't know how far that is away from San Francisco, but I know the distances in America are pretty far compared to Europe. And we have to do our thing and leave, which is a pity.
Wow,
of course.
Yeah.
We'd like to see the cities, but it's not
possible. Yeah, I'm looking at your schedule right here, and they definitely have you. I mean,
it's tight.
They've got you going all over in strange ways here, because there's a whole month's difference, literally to the day, between Portland and Seattle, where Seattle is literally a stone's throw from Portland.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
Yeah,
they got you going up and down.
Sometimes it's also, yeah. What?
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's also really relying on the clubs, how they are going to be booked and whatever. You know, it's not always easy to have the clubs free every day. So sometimes you have to book around it. So, yeah.
Yeah. This is Primal Fear. They can change their schedule.
Yeah, really. I'm like, dude, you're lucky to have us.
Yeah, that's right.
Give us some good dates.
I know that we're talking about this tour and everything, but I just have such a great feeling about this tour for Primal Fear because, you know, they really do so well in Europe and haven't had many chances to expose themselves in a good way out here. And and I really, you know, I've been getting so much positive, you know, feedback and response about this. I really feel good, you guys, about this tour for you. You've always played like 110% on stage. You give your heart every night. Randy, you freaking knock those drums to oblivion. I can't believe it. You're such a great drummer. And, of course, Ralph is such an awesome showman and a great singer. I just don't, and the rest of the bandmates are amazing. You're not going to buy a ticket and be disappointed with this band. That's what how much I feel and how strongly I feel about the band. And I really have a good feeling in my heart that this is going to be a really good tour for you.
And the Fools, we have wonderful. We have a wonderful vocalist, a beautiful vocalist from Seattle, and she's also singing her heart out with us on stage, and it's going to be a good package.
Yeah.
Well, here in America, the word is that you guys are the hot ticket, so I wouldn't even worry about it. Just do what you've been doing, and it's going to come to you in spades. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
Yeah, it's true.
Dream
you're the hot
true.
Ticket. Yes.
Yeah, I personally think that this particular tour is going to really launch you guys on America.
It really is.
More so than you are already. And I think that once you're done with this, a lot of eyes are going to be opened.
And not to mention sales of records. I mean, your record sales are just going to go through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, so we have just to build up. We have to build up on it. I mean, we, as I said, the second time we are really there for a tour, and of course we have to still build up, and we have to go to the States to also buy some to sell some CDs, and yeah.
You will.
Of course. Yeah, like I said, everybody's happy about it.
We're ecstatic about it.
Ralph, are you going to tour with your solo CD?
No, not there's really no thought about that at the moment. There's, just first of all, we have to record. We just have about 8 to 9 songs together now, and I'm singing already what I can prior to the show, prior to the tour, because you know how it is to sing after the tour. You have to relax a little bit, and then the festivals would come. So I am busy now to have a good pre-work. That we got, well, it's got to be a little bit quicker in autumn to record everything.
Hey, Randy, how is your DVD doing?
Well, I'm very, very close to finishing. I'll probably be doing final editing next week. And, I hope, you know, within 2 months it'll be available to purchase, I hope. It's been a long process, but I'm very close.
Good. Cool.
Well, I saw a lot of footage of that DVD, and I can tell you, everybody who's a fan of drumming and, of course, of Primal Fear and all the music of heavy metal has to buy this DVD because it's interesting to get behind the scenes and the architecture of this DVD is just really amazing and professional from hell. I saw it. Randy showed to us the first scenes he had from this DVD, and I can tell you, if I would be a fan, I would be crazy to get this.
Oh.
I am a fan, so I am crazy to get this.
cool. Thanks, guys.
So, can Alana and Tanis make a deal here? If you guys go platinum once you come over here, or triple, double, or whatever platinum, can we get you all to play at our wedding?
Yeah.
It was our idea to bring you over here, don't you remember?
Sure. If it goes double, triple platinum, I think we can manage that.
It'll actually be close to home for you
it
guys
sure will.
And a trip for Pamela because we're going to do it in Ireland.
Oh, cool.
We're going to rent a castle and we're just going to have family and friends there. So we're just going to blow up a castle in Ireland.
Wow.
For a whole week. Yeah, why not?
Very good stuff. Well, now, okay, So after, you know, so you mentioned a couple of festivals early on in the summer. Now, does the festival scene continue on for you guys through the summer, or are you just going to play that small handful there at the beginning?
Well, we have like Randy said, 1 week after we come back from the States, we have this France Hellfest Open Air Festival, and then we are going to have another big one at the Czech Republic, where Ashley, Pamela, and us met the first time. But it's going to be the Masters of Rock Festival in Vitovice. And the first time we're going to hit Bulgaria this year, the Kavarna Rock Fest, and everybody also is crazy about that, because we know from the internet, of course, and from YouTube that there's big festivals and the good crowd and everything, so we're also looking forward for that one. Unfortunately, Wacken couldn't happen this year. We had to cancel because of private things, but next year we're going to hit Wacken again, and Wacken, I think it became the biggest festival in the entire world, so we played there 2003, 2001, so it was great. We had I have a picture here with 25,000 people cheering to Primal Fear. This is amazing in Wacken all year, so we have to go back there also.
Yeah, I see. Wow. The last fest you have here is it's the Caverna, and let's see here on the there's the Masters of Rock. That's on the 17th of July. Well, that's cool. That's good. You know what? I imagine that after this tour, though, you probably will get some offers through the summertime, I would think. Definitely. Depending upon you guys' schedule, time willing. Very good stuff indeed. Well, listen, we don't want to keep you any longer, because I know it's getting kind of late in Germany, and Pamela has got to, she's got some obligations that she needs to take care of.
She's driving.
And she's driving.
I'm not anymore. Not to yell I'm at the sitting people. Here just in my car.
Okay.
Safely.
And you got there without having to go through any road rage.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be me.
I don't really have road rage. I get annoyed, but I don't really swear at people.
No, I do. I am so bad. My son learned his first cuss word with me behind the wheel.
Oh, boy.
I know. Bad mommy.
But listen, we're looking forward to this tour, and we are definitely, you're going to, one way or another, you're going to know that we're in the crowd in San Francisco.
Try to recognize our voices, because we'll be screaming. It's us. It's Dennis and Alana.
And we have swag that we were supposed to bring to you in Los Angeles when you were there last, but we couldn't get to it due to some family obligations. But we'll bring that crap with us when you guys are in San Francisco and get you all hooked up. And we're just looking forward to a kick-ass show, and I know everybody in America is.
Very good. Cool.
We're lucky. We're very lucky to have Primal Fear coming to the U.S.
Cool. And Pamela, who's already in the U.S., coming to our town.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Anytime.
Anytime. You ever need, just give us a call. Yeah. You want to get on the air and shoot the breeze about whatever, we're always here.
Cool. Yes, we are. And then we can talk about coffee, because I'm also a coffee drinker. I'm just like Pamela. So I've got good coffee. If you guys want to swing by the house, have a big house and lots of coffee.
Okay? Very good. Find some Starbucks, whatever.
There no, no, but my coffee's better than Starbucks. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. So we see us in two months, actually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's literally in 2 months. You're going to be in San Francisco. Let's see here. I'm looking at it. You're going to be June 5th.
So you're going to hit us right at the good weather time, too. So if you're very cold now, bring some cool clothes to wear, because it's going to be warm in some of those dates that you have.
Yeah.
All right.
Really warm.
Yeah, definitely pack the shorts.
Yeah, pack some shorts and be prepared to swim. We have a big pool if you need one.
All righty, guys. Listen, hey, have a great evening. Good weekend. Weekend's coming, and we're looking forward to it.
And stay safe.
Thank you.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Ciao. Okay.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Pam. Bye, Pam.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we got to get Alcatraz for them. Totally. I got to get Alcatraz.
I can see the rock. Oh, wait. Primal? Rock on the rock.
Is that
rock on the rock?
Oh, that would be cool. So
Willie,
tight.
You're Willie, listening in, dude.
Willie, I want Alcatraz.
Booker Supreme, let's go.
I want Alcatraz to have the concert of all rock concerts.
Rock
on the
rock.
This is my idea. I've been just bitching about it for years, but it's got to be done. It's okay. Got to be done. I mean, that would be the concert of all concerts. I mean, can you imagine all the boats out there around the island and the people on the island? Invitation only, you know. Oh, man, that would be tight.
Tight. Off the hook. Wow.
Well, that was a wonderful interview with Pamela Moore, Ralph Sheepers, and Randy Black. Awesome.
In fact, I'm gonna play Metalist Forever. Because that's what we want to hear on Alcatraz.
That's right.
You've been listening to Trouble Radio. I'm the Tan Man.
And this is Alana.
On we roll, baby.
Out.